And that's right, the Pinball Wizard is sitting across from me in studio here. Walk into any bar in Chicago and across America, and there's a growing likelihood you'll run into a pinball machine. You might be surprised to find groups of people excitedly plunking quarter after quarter into machines, talking about high scores, especially what's called a barcade and brew pubs, and where rooms are filled with patrons enjoying a beer and playing a game or two. Surprising link with the city of Chicago's past, the pinball machine, bumpers, flippers, bar game that entertained generations, owns much of its history to the Windy City. The only true pinball manufacturer on the planet, Stern Pinball, operates right here in Chicago. Now, the company traces its lineage to the 1930s and the founding of modern pinball. Sam Stern, father of Gary here, was part owner and president of pinball pioneer Williams Electronics. And Williams and other companies, including Bally and Gottlieb, formed the foundation on which the pinball industry was built. New one is James Bond. We'll talk about that. And joining us in studio is my pal Gary Stern, CEO of Stern Pinball. Gary, happy Friday to you.
Thank you. Happy Friday. It's a, you know, just it's another day of opportunity tomorrow.
That's right. You know, I have to tell you, I was talking about you today with somebody that when I first started here about 10 years ago and I was hosting midnights to 5 a.m. on the weekends, you were one of my first in-studio guests. And I think we maybe booked you for a half hour and the phones went off the hook. They worked with your dad. They worked with you. Fond memories of pinball. What do you got going on? You were very generous to come in after a nice dinner and a couple drinks and hang out with me for like an hour and a half on air. I always appreciate that.
Well, I'm going to have the dinner and the drinks after.
Yes. Yeah, after this is an early
but,
one.
But, you know, we do go hand in hand with drinks.
Yeah, that's right.
Although a lot of our business is for games to the home. We have three market segments. You know this because you and I have talked before.
Yeah.
The game operators who put them in, whether it's a family entertainment center or a French cafe or barcades, brew pubs today, bowling alleys, what have you. But we also sell games to collectors and we sell games to just you. You have a game at home.
I do. I do. I have the Batman 66. Which
is a great game. A great game. One of our unique and studio special edition games, even more than our great cornerstone or our regular games.
Digital screens. There's collectible items in the game.
Yep.
It gets updated regularly. And Adam West, not long before he passed,
he recorded for that. And, you know, where you have me on this time of year, because Pinball Expo is in Chicago next week. Adam West, a few months before he died, and when we introduced that game, he was there. I mean, what a great guy, what a trooper, a performer, but he's pictures, autographs, and I mean, he was tired, but he kept at it, and he was wonderful. But the game is wonderful, and you mentioned digital, the display and what have you, but we now are more digital. We were going to talk a little history, but I got to talk future because
yes,
I'm more excited about pinball now.
Yes, you are.
I'm 77.
I know you are.
I've been doing this for 75 years, and my father before me died, and unfortunately didn't get to see this company. But
talk about Sam. Like, this is, you were a kid when you would go visit him working.
Well, my father started as a game operator in Philadelphia. Then he became a game distributor, somebody who sells games to other operators, own the games and put them in the bars and split the income and what have you, or they own an arcade and what have you. He became a distributor, and in 1947, when he was a 35-year-old punk kid, I can say that because I'm 77, he came to Chicago and saw his supplier, Harry Williams, who was probably 39 or I don't know, I'd say somewhere in that area. He sat behind Harry's desk, kidding around, put his feet up and said, "Why don't you sell me the company, the Williams Pinball Company?" So Harry went up in his airplane and flew around Chicago for 3 hours and sold my father half of Williams. And I was
awesome.
Two. We moved to Chicago when I was three.
Yeah.
Didn't live far from here. The old Belden Stratford Hotel. People used to live in a hotel.
Yeah, they
then
did.
Then Rogers Park and then the North Shore.
Okay, there you have it.
Yep.
But, you know, you've always been, this has been in your blood, as you said, like, you know, you were working when you were 16 years old. And
in the stock room, which is
where you start.
Yep, that's where you start.
It's where you start. You did data at East Pinball for a while and then sold that back. But then, you know, as I said, always in your blood.
Yeah, well, Data East was a Japanese game company that that was our investor in 1986 when we started this company. As I said, my father died in 84, and he didn't get to see this, and he didn't get to see the success we're having today, which is largely the thing that's exciting is the insider connected. But we started in 86. We sold the company from Data East. Same company, just changed its name, sold it to Sega in 94. Sega was a 20% shareholder of Data East. I had a group that brought it back, bought it back from Sega in 99. In 2008, we had the Lehman Brothers recession, and we struggled through that. But with the help of Dave Peterson, my partner, we made it through that and grew. And then we looked at the business, and we changed it a little bit. We were a commercial game company,
yeah.
An iron belt manufacturer of commercial games for operator use. But I said when Dave came in, this is growing in the home. This is a home game, too. And now, more than half of our games, probably 70% worldwide, and we export 30-plus percent of our games, 35%. More than half the games go to homeowners, either to collector enthusiasts or to somebody like you who has one game, a first-time buyer, who will buy another game one day.
Yeah,
and maybe you'll
yeah.
get another, and you may become one of those collector enthusiasts. Maybe not with 500 games like some have, but
right.
3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
And you'll trade them and sell them because they have good value.
I've got
besides being fun.
I've got an 8-ball game too from the 70s.
See, you are an enthusiast. You're a collector. And that was a great game, a Bally game.
Yes,
great game.
Bally game that looks like, and I know there's a story behind it, but there's like the Fonz's on
Fonz's
there.
The Fonz's on there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they never got rights for it, and when they came to him and said, "Hey, he was inspired maybe by that era, but it ended up being one of the best-selling games, too.
Oh, it was one of the best songs. A great game. 8-Ball and 8-Ball Deluxe. Fantastic game. Drop target games with the stand-up targets behind. I know the game.
We are talking to Gary Stern. There's more with him coming up next here on 720 WGN. All right, we are live in studio with Gary Stern, Stern Pinball. Pinball Expo coming up next week. This is not your grandfather's, your father's pinball company. This is new technology. It's a whole different level, isn't it, Gary?
Absolutely. Certainly the games are more complex because there's still plenty for an old and slow person like me, old and slow player. But there's real game theory. The gamers today, the people who are, whether they're 25 or they're 40, 45, grew up playing games, they're more sophisticated, and our game designers are more sophisticated.
Yeah.
And we also have a lot more mechanical toys. When we talk about James Bond,
Let's talk about the new game. We'll talk about everything because you got about 20 SKUs out there, but let's talk about this James Bond because that is I saw the brochure. I saw it on your website.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it in person.
Well, we will have it at Pinball Expo, both the pro version and the premium. We won't have the limited edition there, but it's very similar to the premium. And the reason we have the three different versions is that, one size doesn't fit all.
Right.
So the operator and some homeowners get the pro. The collector's enthusiasts want the limited edition, 1,000 of them, normally numbered 1 to 1,000.
Okay.
In the case of James Bond 007, they're numbered 001, 002,
of course they are.
So forth, up to 1,000.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And then the premium is got all the features, the play features of the limited edition, a little bit more than the pro version. But we have. These games are based on the six Connery movies. So there's Doctor.
Yeah, I like that it's Sean Connery, the original.
That's what it's based on. So the pro is based on Doctor No. The premium Thunderball and the limited edition You Only Live Twice. But they also include features and things from Russia with Love, from Goldfinger, and Diamonds Are Forever. It's got all, you have to like all six movies. It's got all six villains. It's got six weapons, Spectre weapons, six Bond women, and six Bond villains, one from each of those movies. Yeah. And the art is the art's fantastic.
They're so elaborate. Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful.
And this one's really unique because the back glass of the version is, you know, the premium has a Thunderball back glass, but the other five movie posters are on the right side of the cabinet, and there's a art on the left side of the cabinet is some of the features from the movie, and then of course on either side of the back glass is James Bond in that classic sitting back with legs crossed holding the gun. The features of the game, though, I mean, you got to have an Aston Martin DB5. We can't eject a person out of it, so we eject a ball out of it.
Love that.
Throw it,
yeah.
We have the jet pack. With you manipulate it, and there's a magnet that in it, and it will, you try and drop the ball on Dr. No's dragon tank. You got from Thunderbolt, the underwater fight scene going on mechanically. And of course the Bird One rocket you're going to lift the ball up to the top of it, just like you would with a rocket, a gantry to the top, and spell out Spectre with targets behind. I mean, there's things a casual player like me, I call myself a casual player, I am not as deep in the game theory. I find a few things to do so I can get multi-ball, and I love it.
How do you figure out, and we're going to talk after the break about all the games that you've got going on, but how do you figure out like what the next big game is? I mean, because you're really on the, you know, there's a Stranger Things. You've always on the edge of pop culture. Like, you know, how did the James Bond come about? Is it something you've always wanted to do?
Well, James Bond is something we've always wanted to do. We did a Bond game many, many years ago, and Gottlieb did one many years ago. No, it might have been there was an Australian company. No, Gottlieb did it many years ago.
Okay.
That one has been a dream. One is, you know, it's very difficult. You gotta get the James Bond music theme to go
all
with
the licensing.
You
know,
and we have many different things. We've got a lot of the other music from the James Bond, but you gotta have, you know, the James Bond theme. But you got there's a Nancy Sinatra from Only Live Twice, and a Shirley Bassey, one of her songs is in there.
Yeah, from the 60s.
It's all part of it. Now, for those who like more all of the different, we've got a 60th anniversary. This is the 60th anniversary of Bond, and we have 60th anniversary limited edition game that is totally different. Has art from has all the actors and art from all the movies, but it's a retro inspired game.
I like that
because looking back 60 years ago, so you know it's. It's a drop target game like we used to make, like your 8-Ball Deluxe.
Yeah.
This one has 10 drop targets and so forth. You know, a spinning target, a lot of action. You know, it's a different kind of game.
And I have to look at that
classic.
One.
There's only going to be 500 of that one.
Okay, gotcha. And you can check those out at Stern Pinball.
Numbered again, starting with
001, 002, 002. I get it. sternpinball.com is where you can check this out. We're going to have more with Gary, and there's some phone calls coming in. Barry, hang on. I know you've been hanging on for a little bit. 312-981-7200 if you got a question for Gary. Current games, past games, he's the guy. 312-981-7200. All right, Day Player 720 WGM. We're talking to Gary Stern, Stern Pinball, sternpinball.com. Pinball Expo coming up. You know, Barry's been waiting on the line for a little bit. Barry, you're on 720 WGN. Say hello to Gary Stern.
Hello, Gary. How you doing?
I am wonderful, Barry, because I'm always wonderful. You know, life is good, and we have pinball machines.
That's right.
Well, I found it very interesting listening to you guys because I grew up in my young 20s in the late 70s, early 80s, and we'd always go to the bars and always play the pinball. But what I find interesting in your comments is we always paid for both the beers and the pinball.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Now you can get a game at home, like many people. That's really a big part of why this home craze came about. Not just the collectors, but people, you know, like Dave here, who just, well, now he's a collector. He's got two games, or an enthusiast.
Right.
But a lot of people, you know, they played, you know, in when they were in their 20s, younger if they cheated, and were in the bars, but now they want to get one for home. And then when you get it home, you don't have to pay to play. You only have to buy your beers.
That's true.
Yeah, but you say those couple of stores that now allow you to play pinball for free, just drink.
There's a couple barcades in the Chicagoland area that do that, and that's because of the arcade licensing laws here. So they, you know, they're not an arcade. They don't have to have anything on the games. They can be just a bar. They still need to be licensed as a bar. And so they allow some to be free, played free. Replay, I believe, is that way on
Sheffield. I think you're right. Barry, thank you for the call, buddy, by the way.
And headquarters beercade over here, just off of Wells Street. Wells just north of Chicago, but yeah, there's many others. Emporium has a number in town. Logan Arcade has.
But where you can really catch this is the Expo, the Pinball Expo. Yep. So talk a little bit about this and where this is at.
There's a lot going on at Pinball Expo. It's out at the hotel in Schaumburg.
Schaumburg, yeah.
The convention center out there.
Yep.
And you can find it online, all the instructions on it. But it's Thursday through Sunday. We have many events. We have a lot of games out there. We have a big setup there. We have a virtual tour of our factory on Friday. We have a booth there. We also have events on Wednesday night. We have an event at in Interium, which is in Woodfield Mall, and then we have an event Thursday night at Logan Arcade. And these will all these will all have insider connected games with the leaderboards and the insider connected. And this is the high tech of pinball. You know, we're not just making a game that stands by itself anymore, but you can play it as a standalone game, or you can connect it. And by connecting it, and you register for Insider Connected very easily, you get a QR code, your own QR code, and the game has a QR reader in it. And then you can keep track of your achievements, and there'll be promotions with it, merit badges, achievements, there'll be special achievements for playing at Expo. And then we have leaderboards, whether they're set up on a TV monitor in a brew pub, or they're set up on the website. Through the website, you'll see who's playing and who's leading. And then, you know, people get to compete with each other, and they'll be able to. There's so much more that's going to be developed with it. But this is the future. It's done. This is where gamers are today.
It's a huge event, and it's again at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center Hotel in Schaumburg, October 19th, Thursday through Sunday. You can go to pinballexpo.com to learn more about this, but I've been to a couple. They're a ton of fun to really learn about this, and for those that love it already, this is the place to be. And you've got a ton of SKUs, man. I mean, you've got a ton of different
games. I will say, though, for that, the guys who played in their 70s,
yeah,
they're going to have a bunch of those games they played out there,
like
too.
That.
So, you know,
like
go on
that
out there, and besides your 8-ball, it will be out there.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. We do make a lot of different games. We make two or three new cornerstone games, the games that are pro, premium, and LE every year, normally three. But we make those for a long time. The LE, the limited edition, we make once, and they sell out because people want them.
Yeah,
they collect their games.
Yeah.
And then you see them being traded for time and a half, twice of what we sold them for, or what the dealer sold them for. But we're making... This year, to give you an idea, I have to get a list to remember it all. We have Star Wars.
Yeah.
And we also have a Mandalorian, a totally different game. We have Guardians of the Galaxy. We're finishing that. Iron Maiden, Deadpool, great game. Jurassic Park. Not one of the cornerstones, a special studio game, much like your Batman. Elvira, and it is a fantastic game.
That's cool.
She participated in the design and gave us a special video for it. And with that video, if we can show lots of different movies, you know, we have all the old, in that game, using an example, all the horror, old horror movies. We're still making, we make Avengers, Led Zeppelin, Godzilla, great game. Rush, we always make a rock and roll game. And now James Bond.
Yeah, James Bond, rock and roll, all kind of cool pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
And I would suggest two things. Stern Pinball is going to be on the WGN Morning News tomorrow, Saturday morning. So tune in to get you a little bit of that. And you can see some of the visuals that are there. For other games, sternpinball.com. And for the Pinball Expo, which is next Thursday in Schaumburg through Sunday, pinballexpo.com. Gary, always a pleasure. Never enough time. You're a great guy. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I can't wait till we get together next year.
Yeah, I love that. All right, top stories for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next on 720 WGN.